listening to the Daily Gold Podcast, covering precious metals, the junior mining sector, and global capital markets for intelligent investors. Now, here is your host, Jordan Roy Byrne.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. Before we get to the interview, I want to disclose that Novo Resources has contracted us for marketing purposes, and Novo Resources is currently our largest position. This interview is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. It is strongly advised that you conduct your own due diligence and consult with a qualified financial advisor. Thank you. Hello again, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Daily Gold Podcast. With me today is Dr. Quentin Henning. He's the chairman and president of Novo Resources, as well as Rob Humphreyson, and he's the CEO of Novo Resources. Gentlemen, it's great to have you on. I'm looking forward to getting an update on Novo Resources, as are my listeners and subscribers. First things first, it's been several weeks. Let's talk about the capital raise that you guys did with Kirkland Lake, who's now a significant shareholder of the company. What will you use this money for, and should shareholders have any worry about Kirkland Lake becoming too large of a shareholder?
Yeah, Jordan, it's a good question. First of all, Kirkland has really stuck their neck out to invest in this project at such an early stage. We didn't have anybody else running up and offering a check. I think given that their geologists were on site mid-August and felt quite comfortable with the exploration potential, they really jumped on it. You know, we had a lot of free trading paper coming out in early September. We had bankers circling us, you know how bankers are, right? They want to see us do a cheap raise. Well, guess what? We teamed up with Kirkland. We've raised money. We really don't have to look back. We now have enough cash we can explore. We don't have to worry about financing and marketing and all that. We can do the work. So I see this as a very good alliance. I think Kirkland are very smart people. You know, people might have a perception that they're going to get aggressive right away. I don't get that vibe. I think they're quite content to see us explore this thing as much as possible. You know, we have a good team. We have a very smart technical team that's well adapted to this type of exploration. So I see it as a vote of confidence, if anything.
Right. Now, with that said, let's come back to recent developments. Let's talk about your presentation at the Denver Gold Show just a few days ago. You guys showed a live video feed of the project, and we could see and hear metal detectors signaling the presence of gold. And the gentleman there even dug out a few nuggets out of the ground. What information did the audience gain from this that they may not have already had?
Well, look, we hemmed and hawed about whether we should do this, okay? And what it boiled down to was, you know, we here at Novo collectively got together. This was our exploration team in the field. Rob, myself, and others inside the company. And we decided that we have enough confidence in the project that we could pull something like that off. I mean, there are not too many gold deposits around the planet where you can open up your first trench and basically show to the world that you have a discovery. You know, this trench was absolutely littered with gold nuggets. There were over 300 detectable signals in the bottom of the trench. Yes, we had a taste for this earlier in the year. I think in early July, we dug our first trench. You know, nuggets popped out. That's what's really given us a boost here is the very visible nature of this mineralization. What we wanted to convey with that first trench is that this is the real deal. We're highly confident in the nature of the mineralization such that we can, you know, predictably recover gold nuggets from these metal detected signals in the rock. And I think we've successfully demonstrated that to the market.
Okay, now let's just step back a couple days before that. You guys had a news release that you've received approval for core drilling core drilling at Purdy's Reward. And this news release also described the timetable for core drilling and that you've begun trenching. Can you summarize this for the audience? And secondly, when can we start to expect some news results from this work?
Sure, Jordan. Rob here. First of all, there's really three elements to our exploration plans. And the first is trenching, which was the subject of our live feed at the Denver Gold Forum. So essentially what we're trying to do there is dig a trench right across where we believe the conglomerate to be. So from the hanging wall, which is the top of the conglomerate, right across to the footwall, which is the floor of the conglomerate based on the old Archean rocks. So the trenching is designed in a high nugget effect gold deposit like this to take bulk samples so that we can get a representative indication of what the grade is that we're experiencing here. So moving on from the trenching, we're doing diamond core drilling and also large diameter reverse circulation drilling. Now, the diamond core drilling is a PQ size, which is quite a large diamond core. Now, we won't, unlikely, we're probably not taking any assays from that core. It's simply for geological purposes to identify the hanging wall and the foot wall of the conglomerate and also to do some science on it. So we'll send that some of that core rock away to look at deportment studies on the gold so we understand the size fraction distribution and exactly where the fines sit within the rock, whether they're next to the nuggets or whether it's evenly distributed throughout the conglomerate. Now, that core drilling started yesterday, so we're onto our first hole. Reverse circulation drilling, we're doing large diameter, 17.5-inch or 44-centimetre diameter reverse circulation drilling. Now, that doesn't return core, it returns rock chips, so we'll send those away for assay. Now, these holes will generate just under half a tonne of sample per metre down the hole, which is why the preliminary diamond core drilling is important, because it will tell us where the top of the conglomerate is and where the bottom of the conglomerate is, so we can narrow down our field of sampling. Now, these samples, nearly half a tonne, are over $4,000 Australian each. So it's quite expensive sampling, and people should think of it more as diamond exploration than gold exploration due to the nature of this deposit with the very high nugget effect. In fact, the drill rig that Foraco are providing has been designed to explore for kimberlites, diamond kimberlite pipes. So diamonds present in a similar way to high nugget gold deposits. So trenching is commenced. We saw that on the live feed. Diamond core drilling commenced yesterday in Australia. And the large diameter RC drilling, 17.5-inch RC drilling, will commence mid to late October.
Okay, now just to follow up on that, is this work going to tell us anything more about the presence of fine gold? I know that the nuggets, obviously, if they're omnipresent, they're far more significant because the grade, I mean, was so high in that first sample. But what about the fine gold? Is this work you're doing going to tell us anything about that?
Yeah, Jordan, look, it will. The diamond core drilling that we're doing, we're sending that off to a global expert in the UK who will X-ray the core so he can look at exactly where the fragments of gold sit within the core. So that'll tell us a lot. The RC chips will be sent down to Nagrom on a similar process. And I think that was the subject of discussion in a news release on the 31st of August. So you can see the sampling protocol we have for that. So we'll identify how much gold comes from the coarse material and how much comes from the fines. So we'll get an idea of quantum through the Steinert ore sorter and subsequent assay techniques. And then when we send the core away to the UK, we'll be able to understand more about exactly where those rock particles, the gold particles, are situated within the conglomerate.
Okay, now another follow-up question. This work that you're doing, I mean, these current programs, is there a timetable as far, I mean, I know you've started trenching, is there a timetable as far as the end of this work, and what kind of overall budget are we looking at?
Yeah, look, the timetable, this is going to be an ongoing exploration exercise. We've just started. It's not as if we set a stop date. Once we get going here, we will probably continue indefinitely. It does get hot down there. You know, there might be a break over Christmas, but other than that, we anticipate continuing nonstop for the foreseeable future. The news that's going to come out from this program is going to be twofold. We'll have certainly have visual indications that we, you know, from trenching and so forth, where we can convey a story to the market about what we're seeing. But the actual quantitative data, this would be assays and stuff, are going to take some time. These samples that we're collecting Well, it's probably take 6 to 8 weeks each to process. We're just now starting, so the very soonest we could see assays would be around December, probably more realistically early in the year. But before that, we might be able to talk to people about, you know, the gold that we're seeing in trenches and potentially even the drills.
The gold that you're seeing in trenches, are you going to do any? Are you going to sample that the way you did before?
Yeah, we're taking bulk samples. So, for instance, that first trench that we had in the live stream, we're now complete with sampling that. We basically use pneumatic chisels and drills to break up the bottom of the pit. And they took systematic samples every couple of meters along the length of that pit. So we will have very good data from top to bottom of these reefs. We've employed scrutineers. These are people to actually, you know, they're independents who are looking over our shoulder, making sure that the samples are taken properly and you know, put into containers properly. You know, they're also going to verify that there's no funny business, you know, no people putting gold into the samples, stuff like that. These are people that we basically feel are very important to this process to demonstrate the integrity of the whole exercise. We have a lot of coarse gold here. It's an unusual system. We want to make sure that everything we tell the market is spot on.
Right. And so correct me if I'm wrong, but all this work is going to be done at Purdy's Reward. What's the timetable for, I know it depends on permitting, but what's the timetable for this kind of work starting at the other properties?
Yeah, sure. We've got Purdy's is permitted. So we've got both trenching and drilling permitted there. Comet Well, we're waiting for the tenements to get granted. We anticipate that being shortly. Once they're granted, we can turn in POWs. These are called plan of works to do drill and trench on at Comet Well. We anticipate basically extending our exploration program straight over to Comet Well, which is immediately adjacent to Purdy's, as soon as we get those approvals. That might take another, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, we'll call it.
So just to follow up, at some point you will be doing, you will be working Purdy's and Comet's Well together at the same time.
Yes, we have to get the same heritage clearance, for example, at Purdy's as we do in Comet Well. This requires having the aboriginals come out, you know, scope the ground, and anthropologists scope the ground for artifacts or any significant sites. And once we get that cleared, we can proceed with exploration.
So it sounds like you guys will have a tremendous amount of news flow in the months ahead.
We will. This is a big project. We'll have plenty of news. No one should worry.
Okay. With that being said, is there anything else that you guys want to comment on, want to let the audience know before we close?
Jordan, yeah, I think Rob here. I think in terms of news flow, that live feed, you know, we've been grappling with how we're going to keep the market fully informed with what we're doing, and we've been thinking about the idea of doing pieces to camera from the field regularly. Now, I think it's important, rather than being an investor, just looking at numbers in the spreadsheet and stock prices, to be actually to see the people and the equipment out there in the trenches, we think is quite important. So we're intending to get our new movie stars out there doing pieces to camera periodically so that we can keep the investing public fully informed.
So would these be clips that you put on your website, or would you actually show a live feed at times?
Well, I reckon we could probably do a bit of both. The time difference is a big challenge. I don't want to make our crews stay up till 1:20 in the morning like they had to do for the live feed. But, you know, we could probably do a bit of both. I would say filming it and then transmitting it, you know, via media like YouTube or something is probably more realistic for most of this. But at times, hey, if we come across something substantial, we'll try to do a live feed.
Before I let you go, Quentin, any final words?
Look, it's an exciting project, but it is an unusual project. Coarse gold, potentially very high grades, nugget effect to the extreme. We are trying something that's really never been tried in terms of exploration. This will be an iterative process, okay? People have to understand that when we do something, for example, large diameter core drilling, or RC drilling, we'll learn from it. You know, it might work perfectly. It might need some modification. We don't know. But we're going to have to take it step by step and make sure that we learn and then reapply what we learn the whole way along.
Okay. And just one last thing. Approximately when do you think the next news release could be?
Look, we'll have a steady stream of news probably every week or two for the foreseeable future.
Okay, gentlemen, thanks so much for taking the time to update me on the story. I really appreciate it, as does my audience. Congratulations on all the success so far, and I'm really looking forward to see the future results come out, and I hope we can get another update in the next month or two.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you for tuning into the Daily Gold Podcast. For more interviews, editorials, and analysis, log on to thedailygold.com. And for premium coverage of precious metals and the best junior mining companies, visit thedailygold.com/premium.